a good data science team that is well-versed in prescriptive analytics can do things like provide a resiliency test to your supply chain to say, where are the weak points? Is it diverse enough that if something were to happen in any region of the world, can your system recover or manage that? Or how quickly can you do that?
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hey everyone, welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP, and with me on the show today, I have Heather. Heather, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm Dr. Heather Krieger. I am a principal data scientist and the lead of the data science team at Savvy Technology. Savvy is a supply chain technology company. We provide software and hardware solutions to our customers, helping them solve in-transit visibility and asset tracking. My primary role there is designing and implementing machine learning algorithms to do estimated times of arrival and things like that, as well as design and run and report on all of our prescriptive analytics.
Okay.
For our customers.
Superb. And this is very timely because, Heather, you're unaware of this. We're recording this on Thursday, but tomorrow, Friday, we'll be publishing this next Monday, but tomorrow, Friday, the 17th, I will be publishing a podcast on analytics, a broad one on the topic of analytics. So having you come on to talk about prescriptive analytics, the following podcast episode on next Monday is really handy. So thank you for that. But what is prescriptive analytics?
Yeah, prescriptive analytics, from my perspective, are any insights that can solve or prevent problems. Most importantly, they allow you to make actionable changes in your supply chain system. So we tend to call them decisions that are backed by data. They allow you to work with your system and within your system to improve its overall quality or to prevent loss or do things like that.
Okay. Can you give me some kind of examples of where companies have used prescriptive analytics and to what end?
Yeah. So I think there are kind of two main ways that prescriptive analytics are often used. One is to solve current problems that are being experienced. For example, one of our customers is a glass manufacturer, and they were experiencing breakage during transport. They were shipping predominantly on truck and rail, and product was arriving broken. And that's obviously the least ideal situation. And so they started shipping by air, figuring that air travel had less kind of bumps and jars in it. But using environmental sensors, and our analytics team determined that actually the glass breakage occurred on loading and unloading. It did not matter which mode of transportation they used to actually transport the product. So paying extra to fly it on air was not actually getting them less broken product. And so that allowed them to then change the way they load and unload, allowing them to save money on lost products. Another example, solving current problems. A lot of in-transit visibility uses ETAs in order to determine when things will arrive. Well, sure. We had a chemical manufacturer or a company that uses manufactured chemicals that have to remain in a certain environmental kind of acceptable range for the chemicals to be viable. One of their trucks broke down, and they obviously were trying to fix that as rapidly as they could. But when it was determined that they could not fix the truck, our predicted estimated time of arrival allowed them to make the decision to take that product back to its origin and put it on a different truck rather than try to haul that truck to its destination, because it would not have arrived and allowed for the environmental cold chain system to have kept it where it needed to be. They would have lost the entire $1 million worth of chemicals. So it can obviously solve kind of current, really specific case examples. We've also done some work with carrier compliance a lot of companies subcontract out to carriers to deliver goods. And so they have certain rules about when those carriers should deliver the product by, or whether they should drive on the weekends or participate in certain behaviors. And so carriers often report when they're non-compliant, but it's always good to have maybe a third party look over that and say, are they really doing what they say that they're doing? So those are all things that kind of prescriptive analytics can solve current supply chain issues.
Okay.
Where I think prescriptive analytics are most cost effective is in preventing problems from occurring. And so that's a broader look at a supply chain system for inefficiencies, what are best practices, those kind of things.
Okay, superb. Are there any kind of particular industries or any parts of supply chain in particular that benefit from prescriptive analytics?
I think that almost any type of company or vertical, as marketing people often call them, could use prescriptive analytics. We often work with operation and logistics teams within companies, and that can be within an electronics manufacturer, or it could be within, we work with a pharmaceutical company delivering products. We've worked with many different types of companies. We've also worked with security teams looking at specifically risk areas. Where are things being stolen? What are stops? Are the stops that are being made in transit secure or safe stops or not? And then we often work with planners, people who are responsible for when things get to their final destinations. So we work with a really broad range of departments and companies.
Okay. And just how widely used are prescriptive analytics? You know, would it be 1% of supply chain organizations, 10, 50? You know, where are we roughly in deployment of these kinds of solutions?
I think as a data scientist, I would say not enough. but it's definitely picking up steam. I think the current pandemic situation and the disruptions in supply chain that everyone has been experiencing as a result of that has really highlighted in-transit visibility and the value of that, as well as taking that a step further and saying, a good data science team that is well-versed in prescriptive analytics can do things like provide a resiliency test to your supply chain to say, where are the weak points? Is it diverse enough that if something were to happen in any region of the world, can your system recover or manage that? Or how quickly can you do that? So I would say that not enough companies are using it, but it is slowly being adopted. And I think it will continue. Just as in-transit visibility has continued to grow, so will prescriptive analytics.
Okay. And are there any regions that are further along the deployment route than others, or is it pretty standard across the board?
I would definitely say customers who are transporting really high value goods have definitely leaned in more, but the cost of the loss of any one truck or any one container for them can be multi-millions of dollars. And so they have a $30 or $120 sensor to stick on that container is a very small price to pay for that. So I definitely think that there is a higher level of adoption in some of those higher cost good transports. But I do see it slowly trickling down. And I think prescriptive analytics can also play a bigger role in some of those smaller, maybe like consumer goods, where the value of any one container is not very high. But when you have thousands of containers that are being transported every day, knowing whether there's an inefficiency in that system can actually cost you days or weeks. And that becomes a significant amount of money.
Okay, interesting. You mentioned sensors, that those are obviously important for the deployment of a prescriptive analytics solution. What else is needed? So if I am a supply chain organization somewhere listening to this and I want to deploy a prescriptive analytics because I think this sounds awesome. I should have one of these. Where do I go to get one, or what do I need to do? What's the pathway to rolling out prescriptive analytics in my supply chain?
That's a great question. I think the key component to that is a data science team or access to a data science team, ideally one that has supply chain experience. There are a lot of providers of in-transit visibility out there, and they all offer some form of prescriptive analytics to varying degrees. And some of those prescriptive analytics are kind of basic insights or charts that tell you how often things are on time, what specific origin and destinations are taking longer than normal. So you can kind of get a start to see trends using those kind of graphs in your supply chain system. Obviously, there's the opposite end of the spectrum, like Savvy, where I work, where we work very closely with customers to understand their needs and understand what they what their concerns are so that we can specifically address those.
Okay. And what kinds of challenges face organizations who want to deploy these kind of things? Because, you know, I don't imagine there are, for example, that many data scientists working on Fiverr.
Yeah. Challenges are often related to buy-in, because in order to get the analytics, and you need a lot of data to do that. And so you have to have kind of the buy-in to start collecting the data, to have that be filtered through a system where it's cleaned and it's processed and it's looked at by a team of data scientists. But then to really use prescriptive analytics, you have to have the full kind of company, or I shouldn't say a full range of buy-in, but you have to have people at all at multiple levels of the company be like, we're going to use this data to make decisions and start changing the process. So that usually involves someone in upper management, someone in middle management, and then also obviously the people who are actually on the ground, who are every day in and out working with these shipments in order to say, okay, we should no longer use this carrier because they're less efficient, right? That requires sales and logistics and everybody kind of no longer contracting that carrier, for example. So it requires to apply prescriptive analytics requires a lot of buy-in.
Okay. And I guess, I mean, feel free to correct me on this, but it sounds like this is something that would be used by either larger carriers or ones, as to your point earlier, ones who are transporting high value goods. So, you know, maybe smaller mid-size logistics operations or supply chain organizations wouldn't have access to this or wouldn't be able to afford it or ...
I definitely think there's more incentive for larger companies or companies of who transport high value goods. But I think with the Internet of Things and sensors becoming much less expensive as their adoption and availability continues to increase, that contracting a company like Savvy, who comes with the data science team and the prescriptive analytics, is not out of reach for many companies.
And I mean, you've mentioned a couple of times now the sensors that are needed to collect the data. What kind of sensors are required to get the data to have something like this?
Sensors are definitely really important from a data perspective. They're a high fidelity data source. I can trust what comes out of a sensor versus waiting for carrier milestones to be sent that says, oh yes, we did pick it up. I can then tell you it was or was not because I know exactly where it is. So they are important, but the use of sensors ranges based on what customers or what's actually being transported. So the chemical manufacturer, for example, they need cold chain sensors, they need environmentals, they need to know what the temperature and the humidity and the light situation is. Whereas someone who's transporting other goods really just needs to know where it is. And so then that's just a GPS cellular sensor that's pinging its location as often as we want. So it really is based on the needs, and sensors now range from, you know, small disposable sensors to the kinds of sensors that will give you a GPS fix anywhere in the world, regardless of kind of what's happening.
Sure. And I mean, where is this all going? What's the kind of, we're at early stages of, you know, prescriptive analytics now, as you were saying, but where are we going ultimately? Where will prescriptives take us to in 5-10 years?
I think that they will help us get to a place where the entire supply chain system is more efficient. I can see a time where we are routing goods to a factory in real time based on, or to a plant based on needs, so that there isn't necessarily a person who's saying, oh, we need to deliver to this location, that there is an entire prescriptive analytics system that's reading the current inventory in all of the warehouses, is saying, here's the predicted amount of volume that they're going to need in the next 3 weeks. And so this truck that just picked up cargo needs to go to plant A. So it can kind of remove some of the oversight that is currently being done by people. I will caveat that and say that I think the best prescriptive analytics do need a human oversight. Machines will only get us so far. And anyone who's worked in data knows that sometimes you get some really strange answers that have to be backpedaled. But I see prescriptive analytics as a way to take a supply chain system that right now has, on average, I would say like 2 or 3 weeks of just kind of play time in it, where it might be late. And so we're planning a month ahead of time. We can shorten that down so that we have less inventory sitting and waiting, because we've made the system more precise.
Okay. That makes sense. So it's increasing automation basically all the way along.
Yeah. Okay. To some degree.
Okay, we're coming up towards the end of the podcast at this point, Heather. I was just wondering, is there anything I haven't asked you that you think I should have? Is there any points that we haven't talked to that you think would be important for people to be aware of?
I think we've covered a lot of the highlights. I do think that I would like to emphasize that I think the real value of prescriptive analytics comes into kind of the preventative aspect, and looking at things like, We can be identifying the battery health and optimization in different locations. We can look at fleet utilization. We can find high risk areas and discourage traveling through those routes. So we can really identify how the system is flowing and ways to make that best practice instead of just less inefficient.
Okay. That's great. Heather, if people wanted to know more about Heather or about prescriptive analytics or anything that we've talked about today, where would you have me direct them?
Yeah, people can definitely reach out to me, send me messages on LinkedIn. If you want to know more details about prescriptive analytics or what Savvy does, please check out our Savvy's website at savvy.com. And then people can feel free to email me at hkrieger@savvy.com.
Superb. Heather, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.